So today we are with Daniel Coe, who is a development manager in the Office team working specifically on Outlook. And so the reason we are with Daniel is Microsoft released a few months ago the documentation of the Outlook file format, the .psd format, and today we are releasing additional projects around this format. So Daniel, can you tell us a little bit more about what we are doing?
Yes. So a few months ago, we released the PSD file format, which is the Outlook local store file format. So actually, before we released the documentation, we actually invited a number of partners to give us some feedback about the documentation, the draft, and see if we are heading the right direction. And the overwhelming feedback we received from them is that they like the documentation. Is provided them with a lot of details. It's actually a 200 pages document with a lot of dense technical details. They like it, but what they keep telling us is that, hey, it would be really nice if you can actually help us first understand the documentation by giving us some sample or some tool. And better yet, if you can actually just release an open source SDK so that we can actually just incorporate the source code into our own products, that will actually save us a lot of time and a lot of engineering resource in understanding documentation. So we listened to them and we started working on the projects a few months ago, and today we have two projects, open source projects, to release. One of them is called the PST Data Structure View Tool, and that is mainly a learning tool for developers who want to understand the PST file documentation.
Okay.
So it has a graphical user interface, it helps you navigate the PST file data structure, and it shows you all the internal data structure and helps you map the concepts to the documentation that we have provided. So that's one tool. And then the other tool is the SDK, the Software Development Kit for our PSD file. What it does, it is actually an open source project. It's in source code format. And then the source code provides a library so that developers can actually use it, incorporate the source code into their own products. And then they can use the API, the functions, at a very high level, so they don't have to learn about all the internal details of the file format. Instead, they can just look at some really high-level concepts and then use it to build solutions for their own customers. And the biggest benefit for them is that they can also use it on any platform. It is a completely cross-platform solution, and that will also allow them to build products on platforms other than the PCs.
Okay. So what are the common scenarios that we are thinking about, or the partners are asking, where they plan to use those libraries and SDK?
Yeah, so we have heard a number of scenarios. There are the common ones are including import-export, importing data into our PST files, and then moving them from one platform to another platform. The other types of scenarios are related to batch processing. So for example, typically in an organization, it's actually quite common for people to archive PST files. So you may actually have a server with hundreds of PST that you have collected from all the end users in the organizations. And sometimes you do have to search for things. And it will be very useful to have a tool that can just go over all the files very quickly and search for particular contents. So the SDK will actually help them do that pretty efficiently. And there's another class of scenarios that are related to actually running code on the server to process data. One specific example is that for security reasons, a lot of organizations actually would like to have some control over what data is going into and outside of their organization. So people actually would like to, hey, if I send a PST as a file attachment that goes outside of the organization, they would like to install some software on the gateway server to make sure that the contents is appropriate before they leave the organization. So these are some of the scenarios where you may want to actually have software that can run outside of a PC where you actually don't have an Outlook process running. And this is the types of scenarios we want to enable through the documentation and through the SDK.
Okay. So now if we try to think about scenarios that are more web-oriented or more aligned with new usage and new typical way of people are building applications, is there anything that come to your mind?
Yeah, so yes, the scenarios I talk about are mainly existing known scenarios that we have heard from our customers. But we also hope that, hey, by actually releasing the documentation and the SDK, it may actually open up some new scenarios that we really never thought about before. So there's a scenario that is actually very interesting to me because I have a lot of photos and I like to share them on the web photo album. But also a lot of photos are actually not stored as files. They are stored in my Outlook PSD file. So let's say this is the PSD file on my computer. And then I have a lot of email messages, and many of them have photos because people like to send photos using email. So let's say, hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone actually built a web service? So if someone built a web service, and if I can just submit my PSD file, so that there's my PSD file there. And then by using our SDK, the developer can actually just look at the PSD file and extract all the photos from the PSD files. And now what they can do is they can actually use any existing web sharing photo album services and then put my photos into a photo album online that I can share. I can select them, I can select which one I want to share, of course, right? So this is kind of a scenario that is really, really hard to do before. And now, if people have access to the SDK and if they are writing a web service, they can actually just enable the scenario pretty quickly. And then it's also a very nice user experience for the end user because all they need to do is to really just upload their PSD file. And then they can start selecting the photos that they want to share. So this is the kind of scenarios that people who haven't thought about that, but with the tools and the documentation that we are providing, we want to see if people can come up with some new use of our file format in interesting ways to unlock the data.
All right, excellent. Any roadmap for the SDK and the tools?
Yes. So currently what we have right now, the SDK is support reading capability, meaning you can read data off the PSD. What we are working on right now is to take it to the next level by also adding writing and creation capability so that you can actually create a new PSD from scratch and modify it. So something else that may enable is that, hey, let's say I have all my email messages on a device or on a web-based email surface, and then if I want to kind of, hey, I want to take all my email and back it up. And if someone have access to the SDK, if they can just write a PSD file based on all the email messages you have on the device or on the service, then like they can send it back to me and I can just like have a copy for myself. Right? So this is the kind of scenario that may be enabled by the SDK.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.